Day Street Books and Harper Audio present All American Dogs, a history of presidential pets from every era by Andrew Hager, read by Joe Knezovich. A note before we begin. To access resources and notes and view photos from the print edition, be sure to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/pages/All American Dogs. For Christy, even though she's a cat person. Introduction. You've seen the news footage. A president exits his helicopter on the White House lawn. Waiting a few yards away is a staff member with a dog. The president waves to the assembled media, takes the leash from the staffer, and walks his dog into the White House. It's a ritual dating back decades, and one rarely questioned by the average American. Just the leader of the free world and his pet. Nothing to see here. But once we follow human and dog through the doors to the executive mansion, there's a great deal to see. 31 of the 46 United States presidents, and counting, have been dog owners. And from George Washington's hounds to Joe Biden's 3 German shepherds, presidential dogs have always captured the attention and adoration of Americans. The political and cultural impact dogs have had on their respective owners-in-chief is often overlooked. There is a lot to unpack about the immeasurable effect they have had on these men, and sadly, to this point, it has been only men, and on Americans, and the ways in which the relationships with our canine companions have changed over the last 2 centuries. This book is an exploration of the lives of presidential dogs throughout the nation's history. Its primary focus is on the animals themselves, in the context of their time and place, with the achievements or failures of their human masters left for other historians to analyze. Dogs have not been the only presidential pets. Far from it. There have been cats, birds, snakes, tigers, silkworms, flying squirrels, a badger, a one-legged rooster, and a tobacco-chewing ram. Those animals, as interesting as they are, receive little attention in these pages. Many of these creatures are exotic and do not fit into the reality of the average citizen. Others, like the horses owned by every president prior to Woodrow Wilson, were not so much companions as they were transportation. Finally, the cats, America's 2nd most popular pets, are less documented, perhaps because, unlike dogs, they cannot be walked or trained to sit quietly during a press conference. And while some of these other presidential pets make cameo appearances in this work, the dogs are front and center. Of course, the human-canine relationship has evolved dramatically over the last 250 years. Our colonial-era forebears interacted very differently with their animals than we do today. To help provide context on the attitudes toward animals in a given era, each chapter of this book begins with a period-specific development in that ever-changing bond, whether it be the creation of commercial pet food or the growing animal rescue movement. Pet history is part of American history. No person stands outside of their cultural moment, not even the American president. With our ever-changing culture, one thing remains constant in the United States. Politics has always produced bitter debate and sharp division among Americans. A political system based on the competition of ideas often tends toward vitriolic partisanship. As the history of presidential pets is largely divorced from policy, it offers us a chance to see our leaders, past and present, as people rather than politicians. Whatever one might think of George W. Bush's foreign policy or Joe Biden's infrastructure package is irrelevant in this context, where their obvious love for their dogs illuminates oft-obscured aspects of their personalities. During the writing of this book, I found myself gaining a surprising amount of sympathy for presidents whose policies I strongly oppose. Of course, I am not the first person swayed by a cute...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?